Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, hello and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from beautiful Niagara on the Lake Ontario, Canada. Well, I've been away from the airwaves for a little while, as things here have been fairly hectic making my crosses for churches and schools. As some of you know, we are a little church and our clergy are self-supporting. So while we serve God with very joyful hearts, we also work out in the world, just like you do. But I'm happy to be back again, sharing thoughts with you and hopefully offering some inspiration in your day. The pancakes have been consumed, Mardi Gras has wrapped up, the noisemakers and perhaps the treats have been shelved as we greet this new day. This is the first day of the season of Lent. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our 40-day journey through Lent leading to Holy Week, Good Friday, and ultimately the empty tomb of Easter. As we begin the season of Lent, we are invited to take some time for self-examination, to really look at our lives and how we spend the time that we've been given. It's a good exercise at any time of the year, but as we prepare our hearts for the events of Good Friday and Easter, it's a deeply spiritual thing to do, one that can help us to grow in our faith and our self-understanding. So over the next 40 days, we can choose to make time in our day to think about the people in our lives whom we've hurt or who may have hurt us, and to work on moving to a place of peace and forgiveness. We give this over to God, and we own up to our own behavior in circumstances, knowing that each situation has brought us lessons and insights into our lives. As we let it go, we must also forgive ourselves. And as we consider others that have wounded and hurt us, the point is not to excuse them, but to move on in our lives, to give them to God, to look to the strengths and to the good things that have come about as a result of those challenges, but to know that in God's time, situations will be resolved for the best. There is healing in this for you, even if resolution cannot be found. That's where trust comes in faith, that God knows much better than our human minds and hearts and understanding brings. So during Lent, we take time each day to connect more fully with divinity. We read inspirational books. We meditate, pray for ourselves and for others. We can also think of ways to reach out, to give up of our time, our talent, our resources. Many people choose to test their discipline and their willpower to decide that they want to give up something. They give something up that they enjoy. This mirrors the sacrifices that Jesus made for us as he went to the cross and gave up his life for us. But I've learned over the years, with the ups and downs and stress of life, it's not always easy to give something up that I like, such as chocolate. When I cave in and I eat some, it tends to cause more stress and even produce guilt. So I've changed that practice. Now, I use the weeks of Lent to get out my journal, to think about the things that have a negative impact on me, to release them from my life. If something is not contributing to my self-esteem or my self-confidence or making me feel good, then I can choose to let it go. I try very hard to shake the dust, even if it means that it might mean letting go of a friendship. If I'm not being honored or respected, then that person or circumstance really has no resonance in my life. I have to look at why they are in my life, why I have this certain circumstance happening, what's the lesson it brings, and then I let it go. During Lent, I use my God can a whole lot more. If I'm worried about something, I write it down and I put it into my God can, a special jar that's been appointed as the receptacle of my fears, my concerns and worries and negative thoughts. I give it over to God, and then as much as I can, I choose to spend my day being happy, trusting that things will resolve for good with the angels and God working on it. And I try to do one act of kindness for someone in the course of the day, at least one. Lent reminds us to live by faith, to deepen our connection to God and to all the people on this earth. I do not believe that God wants us to sacrifice something that we like or to suffer through a bad situation. Jesus already did that for us. God wants us to see ourselves as we are regarded by God. God sees us as beautiful, perfect, joyful, prosperous, beloved, forgiven and free, and called as disciples, as followers of Jesus, to do the loving work of Jesus in the world. So I do tend to turn Lent on its ear. Instead of wearing sackcloth and ashes, I profess my faith in a God who loves me so much that he sent Jesus to tell me about that love and to show that love even beyond death. I give thanks for Jesus, who told me to reach out and help my brother and sister, to embrace everyone as a child of God. And I try to live each day connecting to God, writing down my worries, putting them in the God can, working to squeeze the most out of each beautiful moment in the day. And you know, living like this for the next 40 days, as best I can, it makes Easter a much richer experience, as we all come to proclaim the mystery and wonder of our faith, that Jesus not only died for us, but came back to tell us that we need not fear anything in this life or in the next, that we are so completely loved by an all-accepting Creator who is with us each and every day of our lives and receives us into the life after this one too. I pray that you will have a holy and wonderful Lent, however you choose to observe it. Let's have a prayer to set us on our journey. Here is the collect from the Anglican Book of Alternative Service for Ash Wednesday. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you've made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our brokenness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, be with us this day as we search our hearts. In the things that we have said and done that have separated us from your love, forgive us. May we be aware of your loving presence walking with us, holding our hand in the dark, bringing us to people who will love and uplift us, bringing us blessings and all good things. Be with us and all whom we love this day. Bring peace to those who are under any duress, healing to those who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, joy to those who are without hope, and love to all who are tired in spirit. We ask your angels to fill this whole world with your divine love and grace, melting every hardened heart, clearing the scales from the eyes of those whose hearts and minds are consumed by anger, greed, avarice, and lack of compassion. May we be instruments of your peace, your truth, your holy love, and by our faith in you, shine your light everywhere we go. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today on this Connection Point. I pray that you have a wonderful day, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow on Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved, and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.